Welcome to the Intentional Parenting Podcast. My name is France Taillard. I am a mom and parenting coach. I coach moms how to consciously parent their child and re-parent themselves using human design and other tools. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. Why? Because it is one of my biggest skills and talents in life as a 3-5 splenic projector is to be a problem solver. I experience many different things and situations, and I use that experience to guide you to find creative solutions to your challenges. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Hello, and welcome to today's episode. Today, we're going to dive into a very interesting topic. So, what I kind of called it is the most harmful belief that we are sold as parents. I'm going to give you a bit of background here. So I want to compare this to our menstrual cycle. Okay. So I started reading a book. It's called In the Flow, and it's about really educating myself about our hormones and our 28-day cycle. And in there, near the beginning of the book, the author said something along the lines of, you know, we're told as females that, you know, PMS is normal, that there's nothing we can do about the acne that comes along with our menstrual cycle. There's nothing we can do with the cramps, the bloating, you know, the tender breast, all of it. We're told just deal with it. Okay. And when she said that, I was like, oh my God, I feel this so deeply for parenting. Right? Because society holds these beliefs that parenting needs to be hard, that it is what it is and just deal with it, right? Or it's just a phase, your child will grow out of it. And what moms really, like, they feel that if they need to get help from a parenting coach, for example, that they're failures, right? I'm a failure as a mom if I need to get help. If I can't figure out what's wrong with my child, I'm a failure as a mom. So we don't do anything. We wait and we think and we pray that they'll outgrow this phase and things will get better. And then there's another phase and we're faced with another challenge and nothing really happens. So we're in this like vicious cycle of suffering, but it doesn't need to be that way. Okay. So one thing that we need to know is that this is the craziest thing. Parenting is one of the most challenging things, most rewarding, but also very challenging things that we'll ever do. But it's like the only thing that we don't need to know anything about, right? To drive a car, to run a business. There's courses, there's support, there's things that we need to learn to do it. But parenting, no. And we kind of have this overarching belief in our society that if we, you know, our kids will outgrow this, it's just a phase, yada yada yada. And if we need a parenting coach or any kind of support, it means we're failures as mom, because we need to be able to do it all, to juggle work and family and self-care and all of it, right? But it's so harmful for us. Okay. And I think the biggest one of them all is that it's just a phase and my child will outgrow it. Well, I'm here to tell you, this is really what we're going to dive into today. And I'm here to tell you that it's not true. Phases like, you know, potty training maybe. And this belief actually causes us so much suffering, right? So phases like, yes, potty training, yes. Obviously, they're not in diapers their whole life. They eventually learn how to, you know, pee in a toilet kind of thing, right? But for everything else, it's not true. Most behavior, especially when it comes to behavior, okay, most behavior challenges that our kids experience, it is our kids' way of telling us that they have one of their three psychological needs that are not met. What are those needs, right? The need to be heard, seen, and to feel that they matter, that they're worthy. Right? So do you hear me? Do you see me? Am I worthy? Do you understand me? And when this is at the core issue of a phase that your child is in, a quote unquote phase or a behavior challenge, it's not going away. It's not going anywhere. They maybe will give up on that behavior, and because they're like, okay, well, I've tried to do this to get my needs met and they're still not being met. So let's crank it up. Let's change the behavior. So my mom finally listens, right? And we keep focusing on the behavior of our children, and it doesn't change anything, right? So before we look at these needs, it's like, okay, well, is my child acting this way right now because they're hungry? Is my child acting this way right now because they're tired, right? And then we look at these three psychological needs. Are they being met? And then we can go even deeper and look at their human design and being like, okay, well, is this, related to a specific center in their design? Is this related to their overall energy type or whatever it is? Where is there a misalignment within their design that we can tweak, right? But really, what I want to focus on today is those three core psychological needs. Because if you're having, and it's not a phase like potty training or eating like those things, or sleep maybe even, but sleep can be related to so many different things. There's so many layers that we can look at when it comes to sleep. If it's a behavior that you think your child will outgrow because you believe it's just a phase, I'm here to tell you that it's not. They're just going to keep bringing it, showing it in a different behavior until they get what they want, until you meet their actual true need, right? Which is, we need to look beyond the behavior and see, what does my child need right now? So I want to give you a few examples here, okay? And those are looking at, I guess you can call them red flags, okay? They're not all red, there's different zones, right? So what we're looking at here is that, let's see, let's say you ask your child to do something and they're like, no, I don't want to do that right now. And they answer you just like that. No, I don't want to do that right now. Or they're like crafting, for example, or doing something, and they ask you to do something for them. They ask you like in a nice, cool, calm, collected way, right? That shows you that their needs are being met, right? And they can ask you for something. They can say no in a calm manner because they know that they're being heard. Does that make sense? Okay. So, like, if their reaction, if it's not like a crazy reaction, just like, mom, I really don't want to do that right now. And they feel safe enough to tell you that they don't want to do something in a cool, calm way, it means that they feel seen, they feel heard, they feel worthy, right? And it's not just a reflection of you. Like, it could be, and that's for like all of this. Like, it's not just a reflection of you. They're not just in your environment for the most part, right? Kids, they go to school. They pick up things from other people as well, right? So it's not just about the parent. It could be like they had a good day at school, their emotions are stable and all of that, okay? What happens if you're like, okay, we're going to do this right now? I don't know. Let's go to the park. No, I don't want to do this. I'm not listening to what you're saying. No. That's your child reactions, right? They feel like they can't just tell you in a calm way. They need to add a little bit more. A little bit more reaction here, a little bit more ego, right? What is that really telling you? What it's telling you is that, why don't you hear me, mom? Like, they feel like they can't just tell you in a nice way because they feel like they won't be heard. So why aren't you hearing me, mom? When there's a little bit more attitude, we can say a little bit more ego to their behavior, to their what they're speaking to you, okay? And then if they keep going, right, saying things like, I hate you never listen to me, or whatever, that's what they're telling you. You never hear me. They need to bring it up, add even more ego, add even more attitude, because they feel like you don't hear me and you never hear me, right? And then they can bring things like, fuck you, like, I'm not doing this, whatever. And that's really when you're thinking that my child's always angry, right? And they are just so upset that they can't handle it, right? So instead of asking or like punishing your child for their behavior, we need to figure out, oh wow, this is a big reaction. What needs are not being met here, right? How can I see my child? How can I hear them? And how can I make them feel worthy? And then it goes deeper into like them threatening or actually doing it, but threatening to hurt you or to hurt themselves. which is something that we can't ignore, where we need to look at getting outside interventions and outside help from, right? But here it's like a really deep need of like, I don't even exist. Like, my existence doesn't even matter, right? So I wanted to briefly go over that with you to tell you that, like, and they can be like a mix of these. Hopefully it's not like pat beyond red zone, right? Like, hopefully it's not that they feel like they need to hurt themselves. But there's going to be a variety of these. But if you're noticing that there's a lot of reaction, a lot of attitude, a lot of ego, a lot of the time, this is a sign for you to take a step back and to reflect what you need to do as a parent to make sure that your child's needs are being met. And again, this might require getting support. It might require getting support. And it doesn't mean anything about you. It doesn't mean that getting support makes you a failure as a parent. It's not true, right? So if you feel like your child's been giving you a lot of attitude, a lot of ego, big reactions regularly, know that it is not a phase and it will continue. They will not outgrow this. It'll continue to get worse until you address their core needs. Okay. So the biggest takeaway here that I want you to understand is that it's okay to get support. And it's important for you to address these behaviors now and not shove them out under the rug thinking they're going to outgrow this or they've just had a bad day. If it keeps happening over and over and over again, you need to do something. Because parenting can be fun. Parenting can be joy-filled, right? And it starts with you. Like, heal the parent and the children will thrive. When you know better, you can do better. And it's very hard to address your child's behavior unless you know where to look. Unless you use the three core essential pillars that are just tangled with each other inside parenting, in my opinion. Like, we need to look at these three pillars, right? The inner child healing. Because we can only meet their needs as much as our needs are met, right? If we don't feel seen, heard, and worthy, it's very, very hard for us to make our kids, it's hard, next to impossible for us to make our kids feel seen, heard, and worthy, right? So if they're showing you that their needs are not being met, you need to do something, and it starts with you, right? So you need to do some inner child healing, and then you need to grab the tools that you need, like the conscious parenting tools, to help you meet their needs. And then the more you understand who they uniquely are within their human design, the better it is, right? And that is what I guide you through inside the Growing by Design method. And the tier one of it, we really go into mainly human design and a little bit of conscious parenting tools. But in tier two and three is we dive deep into all of this. And in tier three, you have the support from me and from a like-minded community of moms to guide you through this, right? So this is important. If you're like, oh my God, this is me. Like, I keep thinking that my child's behavior is going to change. I keep trying different tactics. Nothing really changes. Nothing really works. Maybe they'll just outgrow this, or I can't wait for them to outgrow it. I'm here to tell you, if it falls down to these three things, or even like a misalignment inside their design, right? Or that they're not being seen, heard, or feel worthy, it's not going to change. It's not a phase. It's going to continue to happen, and it will that they'll turn up the heat because they're like, okay, I tried to show you a little bit and you still didn't meet my needs. Now I'm going to give you a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more until you meet my needs, and it becomes really, really hard. You don't need to wait for that long, right? So if you the desire is the support, I'm here to support you. So I encourage you to reach out to me on Instagram at the HD Parenting Coach. HD stands for human design, at the HD Parenting Coach. And the link is in the show notes below. But reach out to me. Tell me how this episode resonated with you. Or if you share it in your stories, tag me in it. I love hearing feedback. I love hearing how these episodes create aha moments or transformations within yourself and within your life and within your family, right? And also, if you want to hear more about any specific topic that you desire for me to speak on, reach out to me on Instagram and invite me to speak on those topics. I love being invited into whatever conversations, right? Thank you so much for listening to me today, and we will connect next time. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote. Great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process. This is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time.